Hey, this is Ryan Rogers, and I'm the pastor at the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. I hope that this message gives you a glimpse of how beautiful our God is.
Good morning. So glad to be with you this morning. Going to be talking about relationship with God today. These notes that I have are available. You can download them and follow along. And there's also some further study that I'm not going to be talking about at the end if you want to study more. So there's a link, I don't know where it is, that you can follow along if you like. So positive relationships are necessary for human success. A relationship with God is necessary for salvation. And I want to look at that relationship in depth, but before I do that, I want to just consider the fact of how critical positive relationships are for human success. There's been a lot of research that's linked addiction with trauma or negative relationships, and also lack of positive relationships. And also, in Patriarchs and Prophets, page 53, it says that angels had cautioned Eve to beware of separating herself from her husband while occupied in their daily labor in the garden. With him, she would be in less danger from temptation than if she were alone. So, positive relationships were critical for success, even in our unfallen state. Let's look at this relationship with God, the solution to our fallen state. Before we do that, let's ask for the Holy Spirit to be with us. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us your word so that we can understand you better and have a relationship with you. I ask that you be with every person that's viewing this, that your Holy Spirit be with them, and that you reveal your love to them, and that they get a better picture of this relationship that you desire to have with us. In Jesus' name. So to understand this relationship that God wants to have with us, let's go back to the beginning. Let's go to Genesis 1. And we have the history here of God creating man. In Genesis 1, verse 26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness." If we drop down to verse 31, it says, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good." Then if we go to chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone." As a young person growing up in a very conservative home, I always thought that God was discovering a defect here. He says, it's not good that man should be alone. But as I began to understand this relationship that God wants to have with us better, it became clear that he wasn't discovering a defect. He was highlighting a feature. And in fact, he went to quite an effort here and kind of put on a little charade to highlight this feature. "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helpmeet for him." And the next verse, Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, says, "And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof." It sounds like it kind of feels like that we've gone on to the next part of the story here. It feels like we went into a different subject. But if we keep reading, it says, "And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowls of the air and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him." So now we find that we're still on the same subject. This is part of this same subject. God is putting on this charade to draw attention to this need that Adam has. And he's highlighting the fact that this need can only be filled by a creature with a level of equality with Adam. And so it goes on, it says, God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he took one of his ribs, and he made the woman. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, it says, "And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man." So God created man in his own image, and then he highlighted the fact that man had this need for an intimate relationship, and that that need could not be filled except by a creature with a level of equality with him. And so, could it be possible that God has a similar need, or at least a desire, for this type of relationship? Because if we're created in God's image, we have this need. It would stand to reason that maybe God has the same need. Paul, in Ephesians 5:30, says, "For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones." So Paul uses the same terminology to represent us in terms of the way Eve was represented to Adam. So the image of God that we have, it could be hard to imagine him having needs, or we think of him as being an all-powerful creator God of the universe, which he is. Acts 17, 24 and 25 says, "God hath made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things." So this is talking about God not having needs in terms of physical need. You know, some humans have had negative experience with relationships and choose to live without relationships. But what kind of life is that? Yeah, you can survive without a relationship, but what's the point? So if God does have this strong desire or need for this type of a relationship, this would be the one thing that the all-powerful creator God of the universe could not create for himself. So love is something that cannot be taken. Love can only be given. And so love is not possible without freedom. So God created us with the capacity to give him the love that he desires in hopes that we would do it. So in order for us to have this power to give God this love, unconditional love, he had to compromise his all-powerful status. There's a lot of, we see a lot of examples of that in the world today and in Scripture. One example of that in Scripture is in Daniel chapter 10, verse 13. Daniel had been praying for God to give him wisdom and understanding, and it had been 3 weeks, and God hadn't answered him yet. Finally, when the answer shows up, the messenger tells him that, "We heard your prayer as soon as you started praying." The first time that Daniel had prayed, the answer came before he was done praying. This time, it took 21 days, and the messenger tells him, "We heard your prayer." But in Daniel 10, verse 13, it says, "But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia." Why did God need to fight with the king of Persia? God is He's the one that gives us each life. In the book of Daniel, it says, each breath that we take is a gift from him. He didn't need to fight with the king of Persia. But he chose to fight with the king of Persia because without it, the possibility for love wouldn't have existed. So another example of how powerful this freedom of choice that God has given us, this capacity to love him, is in the way that Eve used her freedom of choice. Had she not used it the way that she did, our adversary would still be sitting there in that tree waiting for somebody to come and talk to him. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Looking at this power, how powerful this freedom is that God has given us, gives us a little idea of how deep and how powerful this relationship is that he wants to have with us. Ezekiel 36:27 says, "And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments." This reminds me of the knowing that we were talking about earlier in the biblical sense, as the young folks say. Romans 8:10-11 says, "If Christ is in you, though the body be dead because of sin, the spirit is life because of righteousness. If the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you." 1 John 3:23-24 says, "And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of Jesus Christ and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in God, and God in him. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us." God desires to have a close relationship with each of us. And we're blessed at this time in history to have his word that we can read for ourselves and get to know him and develop our own relationship with him. There's no organization or other person who can do that for us. Salvation is between us and God, and it's up to us to read his word and get to know him for ourselves. The Desire of Ages, page 668, says, "We cannot depend for counsel upon humanity, The Lord will teach us our duty just as willingly as He will teach somebody else. If we will come to Him in faith, He will speak His mysteries to us personally. Our hearts will often burn within us as one draws nigh to communicate with us, as He did with Enoch. And so I encourage each of us to take the time to read God's Word and to develop that relationship with Him personally. So I think we can learn a lot about God and who He is and how to have a relationship with Him by looking at some of the other relationships that we have record of in Scripture. And so in this further study section, I've looked at the relationship that Moses had, the relationship that Elijah had, and Daniel. And so I encourage you to check it out. So let's have a prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for giving us your word. Thank you that you're a God of love and that you desire to have a relationship with us. I pray that you live in us and that you enable us to have that relationship with you that you desire. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com.